Cuban music, African folklore, jazz, and hip-hop all collide on a new recording by Cuban percussionist Miguel Anga Diaz. Anga, as he's known, has played congas with all sorts of records, not just Cuban, and this CD, Echumingua, marks his debut as a band leader. Banning Air has our review.
Anga calls his CD Echumingua after the Yoruba saint of crossroads, a Nigerian religious figure. That's important to know because when Anga merges elements from drums and chanting to brass, DJ effects, and an African lute, he doesn't think of it as a musical experiment, but rather a religious ceremony. Even Anga's approach to his own instrument is original. Most conga players play two drums. Anga plays five, and when he tackles the melody on Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight, seven. Piano innovator Thelonious Monk isn't the only ancestor honored in Anga's musical ritual. There's a grooving take on saxophonist John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, and there's a danzón, that's a dance genre popularized in Cuba back in the late 19th century. This one features unbridled soloing from 90-something pianist Ruben Gonzalez of the Buena Vista Social Club. It's one of the last recordings Gonzalez made before he died. Anga grew up in the tobacco-growing countryside of Castro's Cuba. As a young man in Havana, he helped power Cuban jazz to new heights in the supergroup Irakere. He was part of a roots revival in Cuban music in the 90s and went on to play jazz and pop with musicians in Europe, where he lives now. On Echumingua, Anga distills over a century of popular music history and spills it out with exuberant ease. Legend has it Robert Johnson met the devil at the crossroads and traded his soul to become a blues master. This is Anga's musical crossroads, a place where DJ scratchers, jazz giants, Yoruba spirits, and classic Cuban dance music converse in real time. That's why Echumingua is so much more than world music fusion. It's the stuff of legend.
The CD from Anga is Echumingua. Our reviewer, Banning Air, is senior editor at Afropop.org.